So now we're ready to start the preface. As I say, the preface is somewhat more elaborate. This is the reason I wanted to sort of jump in with the life. All that is rather more straightforward. Here, Tacitus is laying out the major themes of his work. So it is by nature just a somewhat more complicated statement. All right, so let's have a look at it. Clarorum verorum, facta mores quae posteris tradere antiquitus usitatum ne nostris quidum temporibus quamquam incuriosus suorum aetas omissit. Now, our main verb is omissit. And it is, somewhat postponed. That's followed by quotiens, which means whenever. So following quotiens is going to be a clause of its own, the verbs of which are vicit, ac, supergressa, est. So we'll come to that second clause, the one that begins with quotiens, secondly. Let's first go to the one that omissit is controlling. It has omitted. What has omitted? Well, the aetas suorum, the age that is incuriosa suorum, that is incurious of its own people. So this age, even though it is indifferent, or perhaps even ignorant of its own people, has omitted, or rather, I should say, has not even omitted, ne quidum, which you see earlier in the sentence, not even down to our own times, although our age, ignorant of its own peoples, has not failed, omissit, has not failed to trottere. Go back up to the clause that begins the whole thing. Trottere, to hand over, to hand down. You can see the word tradition. To hand down to posteriis, to posterity. To hand down to posterity the clarorum virorum facta moresque, the facts, the deeds, and the customs of brilliant men. To hand down to posterity the deeds and customs of brilliant men. A custom of antiquity. Antiquitos is adverb that means of ancient times, having anciently. And usitatum is a perfect passive participle being used as a substantive or as a noun. It means to be accustomed to do something, so we'll just translate usitatum as a custom. A custom of antiquity, to hand down to posterity the deeds and character of brilliant men, is a thing that even our age, so ignorant of its own people, has not failed to do, even down to our own time. Does it make sense so far? Whenever some aliqua, some magna ac nobilis virtus, some great and noble virtue has overcome vicit from vinco, and supergressa has surpassed. Supergressa is from gradior, which means to step. Super is to surpass. Whenever a great and noble virtue has overcome and surpassed the vitium, the vice that is to both small and great city-states, civitatibus, to small and great states, common, and that vice, which is described in the phrase and apposition that follows, ignorantium recti et invidium, ignorance of what is right, and envy. To hand down to posterity the deeds and character of brilliant men, an ancient custom, not even in our own time, has this age, indifferent to its own people, though it is, quamquam, has not failed to do, whenever some great and noble virtue has overcome and indeed surpassed the vice common to small and great states alike, ignorance of what is right and envying. That is a rollicking first sentence. Here he is singling out Agricola as somebody of a great and noble virtue that is the sort of thing that overcomes the vice that is common. But that what Tacitus himself is doing is in fact a practice hallowed by antiquity. So this is hearkening back to the historiography, that is the practice of historians of an earlier day, praising great people. So both the sort of thing that the historian is doing, Tacitus himself, as well as the sort of thing that Agricola was doing, are both the sorts of things that people did in a more heroic and in a greater day. But even in our evil incuriosa, you know, indifferent age, great virtue calls for this kind of commemoration.